Leading the news this morning, John Howard's former chief of staff, Tony Nutt, says he didn't follow up sexual harassment complaints against Peter Slipper in 2003 because he was told the relationship was consensual. Mr. Slipper is facing fraud and sexual harassment allegations, and he, of course, has stood down as speaker. Police have arrested two men in relation to a drive-by shooting in Sydney's West early yesterday. Several shots were fired at a block of flats at Merrylands. Police say one of the men is an associate of the Hells Angels and the other also has bikie links. Both men have been charged with firearms offences. Firefighters have contained a large fire at a tyre factory at Dural in Sydney's northwest. Some residents had to be evacuated and the blaze threatened a nearby service station. Police are advising motorists to avoid the area. The cause of the blaze is being investigated. Talks continue this morning over the fate of a Melbourne car parts maker that's threatening stand downs at Ford. CMI has closed because of a dispute over rent, and there are fears the company could now go into administration. Hundreds of workers at Ford's two Victorian factories could now be temporarily stood down later in the week if that dispute is not resolved. And the man who killed 77 people in Norway last year has apologised to some of the victims of the bomb attack in Oslo. Anders Behring Breivik says he's sorry for those who were just passing by when the bomb exploded.